Hello and welcome to MedPod, the official CPD podcast for Maiden Early Trust staff by Maiden Early Trust staff. In each episode, we are joined by a member of Trust staff to share their area of expertise, interest or research in the hope that it will inspire our listeners to try out something new in their own practice.
I'm Mary Davis, I'm CEO of Maiden Early Trust, and today I'm with Charlotte Adjewole, who is Upper Key Stage 2 Phase Leader at Great Holland Primary School. And I'm very pleased to say that today Charlotte will be presenting or talking about her work in the development of the science curriculum at the school. So Charlotte, tell me a little bit about what prompted you to focus on the science curriculum, please.
Yeah. So as a school, we've been on a real journey the last couple of years and made loads of great progress in other curriculum areas such as maths and writing and reading. And in the last sort of external assessment period in 2019, it was evident that science was something that we were not making the same level of progress in. We were significantly behind national average, whereas for the other combined subjects, we were doing really well compared to national average. So the decision was made to focus on science and find out a little bit more about why science was a barrier for us. To do that, we had a look at the science assessments and the role of PP and children with a recognised SEND need within them. And that came out as a real issue. Children who were recognised as disadvantaged were not making the progress they needed.
Charlotte, roughly what proportion of disadvantaged or SEND are there in the school, roughly?
So the PP percentage is roughly around 30%, which is significantly above national.
Yes.
There were lots of children who were not meeting expected standard in science. So we wanted to identify a little bit more further as to why that was, in particular looking at the coverage and the explicit teaching of scientific inquiry through sort of internal monitoring. That came back as something that we weren't yet as strong at as we could have been, and that focus on pupil knowledge, helping children to know more and remember more. So when they got to the end of Upper Key Stage 2, things they'd learnt in previous years, although it had been covered and taught, they weren't recalling and remembering those key facts.
And what research, what experience, etc., did you draw on in order to frame the work that you're doing?
So to start with, lots of the sort of strategy and ideas came from the internal monitoring that we were doing, looking at lessons, talking to children, monitoring books. There was one particular book called The Curriculum by Mary Myatt, where she goes through and she talks about the importance of curriculum planning, assessment and feedback, and that whole approach to effective teaching of the curriculum. And then as a whole school, we looked at curriculum development within that with a real focus on science, but importantly starting right in early years. So thinking about the role of scientific inquiry through play and exploration right when children start school, and focusing on making sure that that journey was progressive and sequential through to year one and year two. So things weren't taught in complete isolation from one group, and then the next year group moving on to the new curriculum objective with no clear links between them. Yeah, so lots of research and looking at effective curriculum planning, sequencing, and how we can support the children to make progress.
So the strategy that you have determined, can you summarise the key factors or the key features of that strategy that we would see now at the school?
Yeah, so we made a change that science had to be taught at the very start of every term. So sometimes people, based on what they were doing, were covering it at different stages. Every start of each half term begins with a science unit. Within that science unit, there's clear progression and a focus on scientific skills. So each lesson, there would be certain scientific skills that were addressed, and over the course of the year, our sequence curriculum shows that all of those skills are covered at certain points throughout. So that's kind of the main strategy that that we had, developing the links then between the other core subjects, so with writing, maintaining those expectations within science, but still keeping the science as the core learning, links to maths and opportunities like that to really help the children.
Great. And what impact have, I realise that there's COVID and everything, but what impact have you seen so far of this strategy?
So the children's attitude towards science and their excitement and positivity around it is really obvious when you go to talk to them or want to have a look at their books. They're really keen to show and talk to you about it. Before, it might have been very much, oh, I like science because we're doing an experiment, whereas now they're able to start linking a little bit more about what they perhaps learned from that experiment or remembering things that they've done previously rather than just now.
That's really great. And recently Ofsted released one of its science research evidence collections. Did you find that what you were doing chimed with what Ofsted had found in that research review?
Yeah, so it was actually really timely as sort of we've been making improvements with science that they released the science one as their one of their first subject reviews. And there were sort of several things throughout it that we were also doing or are continuing to work on. So there was a real focus in the report on overuse of external assessment. I know I said at the beginning the whole focus of our science development was because we weren't meeting national average, but using that assessment effectively, like analysing the PP and the SEN needs within it, but then going back to the core teaching and the curriculum. So the focus of the report really emphasised that, the idea of getting ideas put in children's long-term memory and using assessment to support that. They mentioned the use of specialists in primary school for science, and we're really fortunate as a staff, although people might not have themselves a scientific background, there are members of staff who do. So it's using that opportunity, and we had CPD sessions where we spoke and we shared areas of expertise, and you find out people have degrees and all sorts of different things that you can then bring together to use to help you, which was really positive. The report also mentioned time, trying to fit everything in, but the idea that science is a core subject, it's essential, the children need it as they approach secondary school. So making sure that there's a real balance between the time that you do use and what the children gain from that. Not quick, I've done my science lesson, we did an activity, brilliant, let's move on. It's focusing on that core learning and helping them to remember moving forward. They also mentioned about planning and progression and that link to cross-curricular, which especially for our younger children is really important. So although still recognising science is science, but drawing upon other key learning areas to support them with that as well.
And you talked earlier about the fact that you looked at, for example, the writing element of science as well to reinforce what they were doing in writing and that sort of thing, reading presumably, and numeracy, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, definitely. So graph work and recording data and things like that definitely required their use of maths and those applicable skills. Writing in particular, that's been a challenging one because you want them to write to a high standard, but when sort of marking given feedback, the feedback needs to be on the science and the misconception. So yeah, that's something sort of we worked out, but through modelled examples, through direct teaching and all of those sort of things to support the children. So the science learning is there, but it's communicated in a way that we would expect it also in an English lesson.
And so, Charlotte, what are the next steps for this strategy?
So the next steps, so obviously we've had a couple of disrupted years where we've had a go at teaching science remotely and all those sorts of things. But from September in particular, because we've got a whole curriculum that's kind of been rewritten to make sure the science is really sequential along with other subjects as well. So making sure that children have that opportunity for practicing, the focus is on those scientific inquiry and the skills that they need that they can take through with them, and really developing progression. So looking at what they've done in year one, how do they then build on that in 2, 3, 4, all the way through to preparing them for secondary school at the end of year six.
Sits really well with the work that Great Hollands is doing and has been doing on the curriculum in the round. So thank you very much for your time. It sounds really exciting and I look forward to coming and seeing it in action. Thank you very much.